Hello and welcome. I'm Mr. Johnson, head teacher of information technology here at Tuggerah Lake Secondary College, Tumbiama campus, and you're listening to episode 4 of Tumbi Talks, our official campus podcast. If this is your first time tuning in, we're so glad you've joined us. And if you're a returning listener, welcome back. It's great to have you along for the ride. We've got another fantastic episode lined up for you today, filled with inspiring stories and exciting updates. And we'll also be catching up with one of our amazing student leaders about their recent conference that they attended. Before we jump into all of that, I want to take a moment to thank everyone who's liked and subscribed and supported our podcast so far. The response has been so overwhelming in the best way possible. Your kind words mean a lot to us. And it's clear we've got a great community of listeners and we're truly grateful for your time and support. And as always, we're kicking things off with someone very special, our campus principal, Ms. Bate. She'll be sharing some highlights from the past week and a sneak peek at what's coming up. Welcome, Ms. Bate.
Thank you very much, Mr. Johnson, and welcome to everybody to Term 2. The year is flying by, and I just had a chat to one of the students out there, and I said, are you listening to Tumbi Talks? And they said, no, but my mum is. So thanks to that, mum.
That's good.
We really appreciate that. Just to let you know that we had a fantastic time at the Tumbi Tours last week, and a big shout out to Mrs. York, who really did that hard work and the organisation. We welcomed about 300 people into our school, so potential Year 5 and 6 students. It was great. We had a lovely afternoon. Students were led around by our student leaders, and they enjoyed themselves and enjoyed the opportunity to be able to talk openly and honestly and frankly with parents who have got lots of questions about what our school has to offer and why should they come here. So that was a fantastic night, and we've received some great feedback from those parents as well and from the principals of those schools. So that was very heartening. So thank you. This week we've had the Year 7 immunisations. That's not always a fun day, but it's a necessary day. And yeah, I appreciate
very necessary.
That's right, the work of Mrs. Taylor there who organised that, and the local nurses. We also had a Year 10 excursion to Seymour Theatre in Sydney for the Macbeth excursion, and they had a great day. And also we've been hosting some parent information evenings. So one of them on Monday was for the Be Fierce Girls Hike or Trek. That's a targeted program. And then yesterday we had the Outback trip, which is a trip to Uluru for Year 8 and some Year 10 mentors, some parent information there. So there's some big things coming up later on in the year.
The staff and the students who have been on the Outback trip say that it's just one of the most unique excursions they've ever been on, that they say it's just amazing.
I know. We do an expression of interest every year, and we really have to tussle about who gets to go on that opportunity. Mm. So I'm really grateful for those staff who choose to go. They go above and beyond. It's really like being that parent out there and being on playground duty 24/7, and they give up a lot of their time and away from their family, but the benefits they get out of it and the cultural experiences and the awakening of our students and the relationships that they build are so great that they do want to go back year after year. Tomorrow we've got the Athletics Carnival, and I know in this upcoming podcast our captains speak about that, so I'll leave that to them. So next week is week 5, so halfway through the term next week, if you can believe that. Some big things happening for Year 10. Our transition to the entrance campus has begun, and that commenced with a check-in this week with Mrs. Casey and Mrs. Carpenter-Salmon, really just checking in with Year 10, making sure they understand what's required of them. And we also will have the entrance campus teachers come over to visit our school and answer any questions that they might have. We've also started, thanks to very much to the learning and support team, the minimum standards for Year 10. That's an official requirement from the Department of Education to be able to be granted your HSC. So we start that in Year 10. And it's going really well. Our Year 10 cohort are smashing it out of the park, so that's great to hear. Next week, we are on the Monday's National Sorry Day, and then we lead into the National Reconciliation Week, which begins the 27th of May. And Mrs. Lincoln, who does an amazing job here with our cultural programs, she has some great things in store for our school there. And I think that's about all from me. I'm really excited to be back. We've had a great start to the term. The raining weather hasn't helped us greatly.
It hasn't let up at all.
It hasn't. And as you know from home, we do suffer a bit of cabin fever. Our oval is out of action because it's so saturated. But we've coped really well, and I'm looking forward to that sunshine coming out on the weekend.
All right. Thank you very much for joining us, Ms. Bate, and have a good rest of this week and next week as well.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye for now.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Lyra.
And I'm Noah.
And I'm Eddie.
And we are your school captains and vice captain. This is the first episode since being back in term two. And how were your holidays, Noah?
Yeah, very good, thank you. How was yours?
They were good. How was yours, Eddie?
My holidays were very eventful and fun, thank you, Lyra.
What made your holidays eventful?
I saw a lot of friends and a lot of family.
Oh, that's nice. And Noah and I, during the holidays, went to Foresters Beach Retirement Village to present an ANZAC speech that we'd been working on over the past term. So it was a 15-minute speech that we composed, and then we presented it at the Retirement Village. Anything to add, Noah?
I thought we were going to be a lot more nervous than we were. But we weren't. I found that I put half the audience to sleep just by how much I rambled on. But cheers to the people who stayed awake. apart from that, didn't really do that much.
Yeah, nice. There's been a few things that have kicked off our term. So we had Tumby Tours last week. Okay. Hey, Eddie, I know that on Anzac Day you went to the entrance. How was that?
Yeah, on ANZAC Day, I did go to the entrance with the vice-captain, Matilda Sneddon, and the entrance school captains. That was a very interesting experience at the entrance commemorial service. It was really sad. The dawn service was very cold and very upsetting, but it was great weather for it, though.
Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah, so last Tuesday, we had the Tumby Tours. So we had parents and students who are in year 5 or 6 come to the school when we did tours and gave information about our school. And me and Noah were welcoming people out the front, and then we ended up doing a tour at the end. And we had some year 10 girls and boy from our music collective play some music for all the parents walking around, and that was a great experience. And Eddie, I know last week you were doing the Smarts program.
Yeah, I did do the Smarts program with a few Kappa students. And the Smarts program, thank you for asking Lyra, is actually a program in which a few students who decide they want to get I'm a teacher, and they basically get taught a bunch of theatre things. And so we also went to go to a play, and the Berkeley Vale students who also decided to want to go were there as well.
Very nice. What play did you go and see?
We went to see a play called Happy Days, which is it's an interesting one. It's really filled with symbolic messaging. Messaging. I didn't understand it, but Matilda did. She was crying.
Oh.
I guess it was sad. I didn't know, and Trey fell asleep.
Fair enough. Did you learn anything from the Smarts program overall? Like what lessons do you think you got out of that?
Yeah, I think I learned heaps of stuff. We even got to speak to a guy, his name was George, and George has been in theatre for a long time. So we got to speak to him. He's pretty much a professional actor, and I think he did some writing. That was very interesting to meet George.
That's so nice. I did go to the performances on Friday, so I know there was multiple groups that... Did you guys make the perform... Like, did you write the script yourself, or...?
Yeah, we pretty much were just given a few hours to make our own performances, and yeah, we did that. I think we did that well.
Very nice. Yes, you did. Does anyone else have anything to add? Oh, yes, Athletics Carnival tomorrow. So the 8 houses will be dressing up in house colours or sports uniform, and even though the weather has not been great, I guess we're still continuing. So... Soldiering on. So, Athletics Carnival tomorrow. Yay.
I'm racing Noah Stocks.
And who's winning?
Probably Noah Stocks.
Probably Eddie.
Well, I guess we'll find out in the next podcast who won. We'll leave it there. Oh, sorry. Okay. So thank you for listening to this part of Tumby Talks, and we'll see you in 2 weeks to find out who won.
Hey everyone, I'm Noah and I am here to chat with a very special friend of mine. His name's Brock Percy.
Hello, how's everybody doing?
I hope yous are all good. Brock, I know you're a very big NBA fan.
Yes, I am indeed.
Well, are you very knowledgeable, would you say?
Let's hope so, yes.
Let's hope so. Well, I got together some questions for you, and we're going to test your knowledge.
All right, let's do it.
All righty. First question. Before the NBA, what were the two leagues?
I think it was the NBL and then there was the ABA.
Correct. All right. Next one. How many teams are in the NBA?
30. 32.
No, 30. Correct.
30? I thought it was 30 or 32. I knew that.
No, do you reckon you can name all of them?
All right, let's give this a go.
All right.
So we're going to have the Lakers, the Clippers, the Minnesota Timberwolves, Oklahoma City Thunder, the San Antonio Spurs, the Boston Celtics, the New York Knicks, Brooklyn Nets, New Orleans Pelicans, Cleveland Cavaliers, the Atlanta Hawks, the Miami Heat, the Charlotte Hornets, the Denver Nuggets, the Orlando Magic. I'm just thinking of all the playoff teams first. After the Clippers, Nuggets, Tables.
You're around halfway, so.
I said the Pacers. So the Pelicans. Got 15, I should know all these. Golden State Warriors, the Houston Rockets. The Utah Jazz, the Washington Wizards. The Dallas Mavericks, the Philadelphia 76ers. The Rockets. Now I'm thinking lottery teams. Oh, I'm lost.
I'll tell you what.
Who were they?
You know what? I'm going to let you work that out because I'll ask some questions that involve some teams.
Okay.
And it might jog your memory.
Might jog my memory.
So we'll come back at the end. All right. Number three. What was the most points scored ever by a team and who in a basketball game?
By a team or by a player?
Team.
By a team. I want to say... has the team scored 200 points before in a game? Or is it a little bit under?
Under. Very close though.
180.
Over?
190. It's 190.
No, under.
Under. 170.
No, it's over 180. Under 180.
180, 185.
No, higher.
187.
Lower.
186.
There we go. Do you know a team got that by any chance?
Okay, I know a team got 186, but I don't know what team it was. I'm thinking maybe the Golden State Warriors. No, because they used to put up points. Golden State.
I'll give you a hint. It's in the Eastern Conference.
Oh, it's in the Eastern Conference.
Yeah.
Celtics.
Central.
The Central Division. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
There you go. Narrows it to five.
It's in the not Atlanta Hawks. Surely not. They're in there.
TikTok, Brock.
Oh. I probably should know this. I don't know it. What team was it?
Detroit Pistons.
You know, I would have never thought about that. I would have never thought about Detroit.
Oh, this isn't going well. We'll go into the next question then. Top 10 players points of all time. So, like the
top 10?
Yeah, top 10 basketball players that have scored the most points.
Okay, so we're going to have LeBron at 1.
Yep.
We're going to have Kareem at 2.
Yep.
We're going to have Kobe Bryant at 3.
Mm-mm.
Karl Malone at 3.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Kobe's 4.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Jordan's 5.
Mm-hmm.
Wilt Chamberlain at 6.
Mm-mm.
Shaquille O'Neal.
Mm-mm.
It's a big man. Is it? It's not Dirk Nowitzki.
Mm-hmm.
It is Dirk Nowitzki. Shaquille O'Neal.
No.
Wilt Chamberlain.
Yes.
Then it's Shaq.
No.
It's not okay. Shaq who scores. Carmelo Anthony.
Mm-mm.
I know he's lower down the list. Kevin Durant.
Yes. Okay.
Kevin Number Durant. 9. Carmelo.
No.
I think he's still in the top 10. Below Kevin Durant.
You said him before.
Dirk. No, was it Wilt Chamberlain?
No.
Shaq.
There we go. Shaq. All right. Now, number 10.
Number 10?
You've said this guy before.
Carmelo Anthony.
There we go. All righty. Number 5, I think. Which NBA team has the most championship wins?
Oh, as much as this hurts my heart, it's the Boston Celtics.
There we go. Which player has scored the most points in the game?
LeBron James.
As of when?
As of 2023.
And how many points did he get?
He has, right now, I think it's 41,000 points.
No, sorry.
As of right now?
Sorry. Most points in a game.
Oh, most points in a game? Wilt Chamberlain.
Yeah.
100 points.
Very nice. Do you know what game that was by any chance?
It was in the 60s sometime.
Very nice.
He was playing against a bunch of people that he was about a foot taller then. And he just kept putting the ball in the basket because no one knew how to actually guard the guy.
Fair enough. So you don't know the teams?
No. Oh, was it? No, I don't know.
All right. So I believe he was on the Warriors at the time.
He was on the Warriors.
And they were versing the Knicks.
Ah, the Knicks. Yeah. Okay, good old Knicks.
All righty. I'll be very surprised if you get this one. Who is the tallest player in NBA history?
Manute Bol.
No. He's tied for it?
George Muresan.
There we go. Very nice. I can't believe you got that. It's pronounced like... It's telling me... Gheorghe Mureșan or something.
I'm pretty sure NBA announced it was George Muresan, but I could be completely wrong.
Fair enough. I kind of looked up how to pronounce it before the podcast, but I don't know.
I
don't know. But yeah, it's straight off George the bat. Wow. All right. Who holds the record for the longest NBA shot in a game? Like furthest NBA shot?
Steph Curry.
No.
Who's hit some long shots in their career? Jerry West.
No. Steph Curry was a good guess, though.
Yeah, because he's hit a few long shots.
Yeah.
Long shot. Like thinking shooters, but it could be Stephen Adams.
No.
It's not Stephen Adams.
I'll give you their initials if you want.
Yeah, all right. What are they? B.
And D.
Baron Davis.
There we go.
Baron Davis.
Do you know how long that was by any chance?
I want to say like 90 feet.
Oh. Very close. It was 89.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, 27 meters. All right. Who are the top 5 richest NBA players in history?
Okay, so it's LeBron. I think it's Michael Jordan.
Yep.
LeBron James.
There's someone above him, actually.
Steph Curry.
No.
Shaq.
No.
He's rich. It's Michael Jordan 1. It's not Kobe Bryant at 2, is it?
Mm-mm.
Not Kobe.
I'll give you a hint. All right. What are Michael Jordan's initials?
Yeah.
Someone else that's MJ.
Someone else that is MJ. in the NBA. It's not his real name.
No.
I'm blanking. Like, oh, Magic Johnson.
There we go. All right, so we got Michael Jordan at $3 billion. Magic Johnson at $1.2 billion. Number three.
Is it LeBron James?
There we go.
Four. I want to say Steph Curry. No, he's not there yet. Okay.
No.
Retired.
Fourth and fifth, I've never heard of them.
Okay, so old players, I'm going to assume. Who used to get loads of money back then? Okay. Stop. Michael Jordan's era. Did they play against Michael Jordan?
Maybe.
Maybe. Okay.
I'll give you a hint that the number four's initials are JB.
JB?
Yeah.
Is that Jaylen Brown?
No.
No, he got loads of money later. Okay. JB. JB. I'm not sure. I'm going to skip that one. Who was it?
Junior Bridgman.
Have who is that? I don't know.
But he made $600 million in his career.
I wonder if that was. Yeah, okay. Wow.
Number five?
Okay, so.
VJ.
VJ.
Yeah.
Ooh. I'm not sure. I'm going to skip that one too. VJ.
Vinny Johnson. Have you heard of them?
No, these must be in the good old 40s, age, 40s.
At $500 million, so yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right, final question.
Yes.
This is more of a, it's not necessarily a fact, but in your opinion, who is the GOAT of basketball?
I think it's LeBron James, but I understand people that think Michael Jordan is the GOAT.
All right, I'm not going to make any comment. I'm just going to leave it there and let you listeners, decide that last one. Thank you for coming on, bro.
No problem.
Did you enjoy it?
I did, yes. Thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you for coming.
And that brings us to the end of another episode of Tumby Talks. We hope that today's conversation has given you a little bit of information, a little bit of enjoyment, and made you have a little bit of a smile at the fantastic students that we have at our school. Moving forward, we'll be having more and more segments hosted by our students and by our student leaders, and that is absolutely fantastic that they're going to take along that role. If you've enjoyed this episode, don't forget to like, share and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. It really helps us keep this going. And if you've got a moment, leave us a review. We'll read every single one. And it does truly mean the world to us, the feedback. And we'll be back soon with another round of insights, stories and wrap-ups from our student population. And until then, stay safe, and if you're in our local area, stay dry. And this is Mr. Johnson signing off. See you next time on Tumby Talks.